Now, we have two business women on the line with us now. We have Rachel from a company called Howard and Emma from a company called Final Bends. And they're here to talk to us about a project they have teamed up on for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, good afternoon.
Lovely to speak to you both. Rachel, I might talk to you first of all. Of course, we all know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So you and Emma are doing what exactly to mark that month?
Yeah, so my business is Howard Studios and it's a design company. So we sell like prints and stationery and mugs and stuff like that. So we've come together for the whole month of October to kind of support Breast Cancer Awareness Month and spread awareness kind of through our orders and stuff like that. So we're including leaflets and like information on how to do a self breast check in all of our orders, and we've designed those leaflets ourselves.
And where's the idea come from, Rachel?
Emma actually came to us and wanted to do something because we'd already collaborated before on kind of like an eco kind of a launch for Emma. So we came together and kind of came up with an idea that we'd put in free kind of decals, so they go on their mirrors and stuff like that. So if they buy a product from our Pink Collections, which is the collections that we're doing for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they will get a free decal that they can put in their mirror to spread awareness. So it just says like, don't forget to check yourself and don't forget the girls.
Exactly. And Rachel, you're based in Dublin, is it? Or are you in Cork? No?
Yeah, I'm based in Dublin.
You're in Dublin. So Emma, you're in Cork.
Yeah, close by.
And what, Final Bends, what kind of a company is that then?
So I set up Final Bend when I was still in secondary school. I was in fifth year. So it's a fun, eco, Irish-designed activewear company. So when we were thinking about doing something for breast cancer awareness, we were really excited to get to team up with another female-led Irish company. And that's kind of where the idea came about. You know, we sell sports bras, so it seems like the perfect collab to, in every order, send out just information on how to perform a self breast check. Obviously, you know, equipping our customers with the right information on how to do this and how to do this safely is really important. And you know, it's a small part, but we're so excited to get to do a part. And that's where it all came from.
And I'll come back to the breast cancer in a moment, but Emma, you're only what, 21 or 22, is that right?
I'm 21 now, so I feel like I've been at it for years. But yeah, I started when I was in fifth year, and it wasn't really until 2020 when I started realizing that Final Bend could be a full-time job for me. So obviously, as a fifth year student, it was more of a side project. And as I got a bit older, I was doing the Leaving Cert, so it was definitely a side project. And then I was in first year of college, where my college year kind of came to an abrupt end with COVID. I was now doing college online, and I realized, geez, I have a load of free time, don't I? Some may say you could have spent that studying, but I had other plans. So I started making kind of promotional TikTok videos showing people my day in the life as a then 19-year-old business owner who was also trying to do online college. And I think people really resonated with what I was trying to do, and I ended up really just growing the brand's reach, and it's all kind of grown from there, really.
And so you're 21 years old and you own your own company.
Yeah, I know. And actually, Kerry customers make up about a third of our customers. So our first cohort of customers will be Cork, our second is Dublin, and number three is Kerry. So I have a lot of family in Killarney, so I know that they're a big reason for the big push on Kerry sales.
Oh, well,
but
fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great spread across the country.
And Rachel, are you kind of boss of your own company too?
So my company is run by myself and my twin sister. We set it up in lockdown as well, as a lockdown project. I was let go from my job and my sister was furloughed in her work as well. So we just kind of came together. We had been doing like personalized illustrations and stuff for quite a few years while we were in college. And just decided to come together and just create a whole product line that we could sell to like the masses. So yeah, it just kind of was born from lockdown, and we've been going ever since.
Well, I think that's remarkable. I'm so proud of both of you. You know, young Irish women setting, you know, instead of sitting at home, coming up during lockdown, coming up with your own business ideas. That's pretty remarkable, and all the more remarkable that you're doing something for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, Rachel, just remind us again what people are getting or what the deal is in order to raise awareness for breast cancer.
Yeah. So we've come together and we have like separate collections on both of our websites. So we have like the pink collection, and it'll have like a select few products that we sell, that 15% of all of those products that are bought in the month of October will be donated to Breast Cancer Ireland. And then they also get a free decal, which is like a mirror, kind of a sticker that they can take a picture of and share on social media. Just kind of guess spreading awareness more so, and like tag us, and just trying to get like people talking about this kind of campaign that we're doing. And then every single order in October, no matter whether it's in our collections that are for breast cancer awareness, will also receive a breast self-check leaflet. So it's just kind of equipping our customers with the information that they need.
And will you spell the name of your company for me? Is it
It's How Rad Studios. It gets kind of confusing because my surname is Howard, so it is people do get it wrong. So it's How Rad Studios.
How Rad Studios. And your company, Emma, is Final Bends, and that's all one word, is it?
Yeah, Final Bend. A lot of people confuse it with Final Blend, but we're blue in the face saying it's Final Bend.
You're a different crowd. Okay. Well, listen, I suppose you probably both know, everybody knows someone who's been through a breast cancer journey, so it's a great way to support them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And breast cancer would be very close to my own heart. So my grandmother, she passed away from breast cancer before I was born, so when my mom was only young herself. And you know, I think every person in Ireland probably has a similar story, or they know someone with a similar story. So, you know, the fact that 1 in 9 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. So we just want to spread awareness that, you know, you can check for it early, whilst, you know, only 23% of women in Ireland will be diagnosed under the age of 50. You know, if you can have the information on hand to look out for signs, then at least you can catch it early.
Exactly.
And obviously from there,
exactly,
you know, you're one step ahead.
Absolutely. Well, listen, well done to both of you. Not alone are you great entrepreneurs, but you're entrepreneurs with a heart as well. A heart. So listen, well done, ladies. Best of luck and success in both of your businesses. That's Rachel from Howrad, Howrad, and Emma from Final Bends, if you want to look them up on TikTok or
and
other
Instagram.
Forms.
Yeah.
And Instagram. Don't forget Instagram as well. And making a lovely gesture towards breast cancer awareness in the month of October. Thanks a million to both of them for joining us. As you can hear, that's it from me for this afternoon. Pat was on sound, Padraig was on phones. Thank you for listening.